Hello.
Hi.
Okay, we are back. And today's news is the jazz guitarist Musa Manzini plays through brain surgery.
Amazing.
A South African jazz musician who played his guitar during brain surgery is making a successful recovery. So this musician was kept awake during the six-hour operation partly to preserve and restore his finger movement. That decision was made taking into consideration my career as a musician. The musician and university lecturer said the procedure took place at the Chief Albert Lucille Hospital in the coastal city of Durban.
Amazing. That's the first time I hear this news. That's very funny in a good way. And I was wondering if he didn't bother the doctors while they were performing the surgery. Because a guitar isn't quite a big instrument. It's not like a ukulele.
Yeah, but in this article, you can see a picture.
Mm.
And somehow it fits in the surgery room.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about it?
So obviously he was conscious, right?
Mm.
So I wonder, how much painful he was feeling.
I guess they put medicine on some part to make it numb. It seems that he is doing a successful recovery too, which I'm happy about. But I guess they numb some part of his brain. Otherwise, it seems like very painful thing, opening your brain. But as I read here, in this way, we can test regions of the brain before the tumor is removed. This allows for increased removal of the tumor while minimizing damage to the brain. So yeah. It seems like while they're doing their operation and he's active, his brain is active and he's playing guitar, they can detect which parts of the brain are working and which ones are not. So they can detect the tumor, which part is it affecting. So that is very interesting, and it's the first time I hear about it. And I find it amazing that they can detect what parts of the brain are working or not just with the naked eye, just looking, you know, because the brain is not only what you see, but also like the connections and stuff. You need usually like other instruments, devices like a microscope or like radiation to know, like to take, you know, when you take x-rays to see what's inside of your body. So I find it amazing that they can detect the level of activity of the brain just looking with the eyes. And I think I find it amazing because I've never seen a brain myself.
Who have seen their own brain?
I mean, not my own brain, but not other things' brain. I don't know if brains move or they stay quiet while I'm doing something. I don't know if my brain is moving while I'm talking.
No idea.
Yeah,
like it's very interesting. So the purpose for this surgery, the reason why they did is to minimize the risk of the patient.
To minimize the risk that he loses some functions. Like many things that happen when you undergo surgery is that you lose, for example, being able to walk, being able to move certain part of your bodies. But I didn't know you could do this.
But I'm sure this is very rare case. But theoretically, this proves theoretically possible.
Durban, is it in...
Where is it?
South African.
Where is Durban?
Luthuli. It seems like if he's South African, maybe it's in Africa. Yeah, South Africa. That is also a point I like about this news. It brings out someone from a region that is the media is not as focused as, you know, other countries. So big countries appear a lot on the media. And when I say big, it's because of their economy or the media power, mass media power. So I'm happy to see that someone from this place does something that appears on the news. And it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Maybe we can do another news.
Yeah, feel free. Why not? We are only 6 minutes in if you want to present something. This was quite short.
Oh. So then another news is tech industry. So Facebook to integrate WhatsApp, Instagram, and Messenger.
What?
So apparently Facebook owns these three services.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it's, So Facebook told the BBC it was, they are working on it.
Damn. What do you mean? They will just make one application from everything? What does it mean? Integrate. WhatsApp, Messenger, and Instagram, all one application?
I think what I can read here is that if you have an account on WhatsApp, how to say, like, you can go across those three platforms.
I cannot imagine right now, but I guess we're going to see it when it comes. And at first, we're going to be like, oh, this is weird. I prefer the old way, but then you get used to it and you forget.
So, for example, like, if you only have a Facebook Messenger, and your friends only has WhatsApp, but still they can send messages each other.
Oh, amazing.
Something like this.
Oh, that sounds good.
So that's what it means by merge.
I see. I understand differently. I thought they were trying to make one application from the three of them.
That is my understanding.
Yeah, it sounds correct. Makes sense.
But it's going to be very big move.
Do you know if Instagram and Messenger and WhatsApp were their own company before Facebook bought them? Or have they always been Facebook?
They used to be different companies.
Oh, right. So Facebook, because it's a lot of, they are very rich, they bought the other applications?
Yeah, that Facebook bought Instagram and WhatsApp.
Right. Wow, I'm surprised. Yeah. I heard that they bought some, didn't they buy, no, that's Hotmail, Skype, maybe? Like.
No, Skype is...
With Outlook now, with Hotmail? Messenger, but it's integrated with Messenger too, right?
No. Skype is actually under management by Microsoft.
I see.
Oh.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, it's important.
I was thinking actually that Facebook was dying a little bit. Like, honestly, Facebook is not so popular anymore. Like, people have Facebook just to keep their contacts, but I don't see people spending time on Facebook anymore. Like, people spend more time in Instagram than Facebook.
Yeah, but you know, people are still on the platform run by same company.
Yeah, I know. That's the big advantage to Facebook. They were smart to buy these other applications.
Yeah, so like the Facebook now don't have to depend on Facebook alone. Only.
I see.
Mm.
What do you think about this news? Do you think it's useful?
I think it's going to be a little bit better to go across these three platforms.
Mm.
Because sometimes it's kind of mess to have too many applications.
Mm.
So if it's run by the same company, I think it should be this way.
Mm. Do we know when is it going to happen?
This news says that merge is expected to be completed by the end of 2019 or early next year.
Right. Then we still have to wait a little bit.
Of course, it's going to be a very, very big task.
Wow. I look forward to it.
Okay, that's it. Shall we close?
Yes, sounds good.
Okay, goodbye.
Good night, good day.